Because, I mean, that comes back to the questions I was asking right at the very beginning. This budget looks to me to have been designed quite carefully, and it basically looks like it's got yours and Bill Lynch's mitts all over it, yeah. As a very political...
Well, it's not political. I think, as said earlier, if you go back to SOEs, my view of SOEs and the ownership of SOEs is that New Zealand's position's changed. You know, we sold, and let's face it, Labour sold more than we did, but the country sold assets because it was required to, because it was in debt, and it sold them because they couldn't make any money out of them. Both of those conditions have changed.
We don't need to.
I mean, I think my view is that I'm not going to be hamstrung as a Minister of Finance in the thinking that took place 15 years ago, because 15 years ago it may have been appropriate. I need to make forward-looking decisions on what I think is in the best interest of the country. And in my opinion, the best interest of the country going forward, there's no need to sell those assets. In fact, you can make a pretty strong argument to say...
A lot of people on the left are very concerned that an election of a brash government means the bringing back of a group of ideologues of the same mind as the group of people that were here in the 80s, which is why I was asking you the questions about whether the financial deregulation was mismanaged.
Well, I think that they're the scaremongering tactics of the left. But, I mean, I think most people that know me and know me well know that, firstly, one, I don't think anyone's claimed I'm hard right at all. I mean, I think I've surprised the press gallery and probably my own caucus and many other people because, I mean, I think that the assumption is I would be harder right because of my financial assets. In fact, that's not the case. Mm. What I do think is that I'm the sort of person that has a very strong belief that New Zealand can do a lot better, and I'm prepared to be open-minded and listen and learn and do things that are in the best interest of the country. But I'm not somebody who sits there and says we just have to sell assets because somebody in a textbook somewhere says we have to do it, or because I can't get my...
Well, so you agree with Michael Cullen that taking the advice of the OECD and the IMF is not necessarily in our interest?
Oh, in a lot of cases, why would you? You can't take the OECD interest. The OECDs, I mean, they are one commentator, and they contradict each other across various departments at all times. I mean, that's just the way it works. We get advice from a whole lot of places, and you do what you think is in the best interest. But you don't take one source as gospel without ever having a view. I mean, in the end, surely that's the reason you have a Minister of Finance, and I guess ultimately a Prime Minister. I mean, you're paid to disseminate that information and make the calls.
Hmm. Well, you said that you're not hard right. Michael Cullen clearly makes quite a big differentiation between his attitude to you and his attitude to Don.
But I think his attitude to Don is that he sees him in a category that of a harder right view. My view would be that, look, Don, there's no argument that Don has given speeches in the past where he's espoused, you know, fairly right.
Welfarism is theft.
Right wing views. But he did that as a Reserve Bank governor in the role of a Reserve Bank governor for what he believed was a very single focused, you know, attitude. I mean, that's what Reserve Bank governors do. I mean, they can give speeches that solely look at that aspect and that's economic growth. I mean, I could deliver you a tax plan that might deliver greater economic growth, arguably, in day one, but it would have aspects that the country would be screaming about, you know, a much, much lower, you know, top personal rate, for instance. I mean, some economic evidence argues that has quite a big impact on growth. But I have to make decisions that I think are in the overall best interests of the entire country. I don't see myself as a potential Minister of Finance to represent one tiny small segment or to take things out of context. I think the government's there to represent the people of New Zealand, not one or two people in New Zealand.
That's very interesting. In which case, who's running the finance policy in the national government? Is it you and Bill English or is it Don Brash?
Well, but Don and I totally agree. I mean, Don and I were involved totally in that policy.
Well, he's agreed to that policy, but that, as you pointed out, is a far more pragmatic vision than you'd expect from Dr. Brash.
No, what my point was, when he gave those speeches, he wasn't in his job that he is today.
So he's changed his views now?
Well, I think he's...
A new, softer Don Brash.
Well, it's not a matter of new, softer. I think it's the fact that when you reflect the role that you're in at the time. I mean, if your role at the time is to represent, I guess, one sliver of New Zealand society, or one aspect, this is probably a better way to look at it, one aspect of New Zealand society, then you obviously have thinking and some stuff on that. But I think in terms of when you're the Prime Minister of the country, you have a broader perspective. And he has that now.
Thank you, John.
Cool. Thanks very much.